This is the Emotional Baggage Sessions by Natalie Liu for Baggage Reclaim. You're listening to Session 3 of 5. Send it right back. One day in the summer of 2005, just weeks before I started BaggageReclaim.com, something happened first thing in the morning to piss me off and stress me out. I don't even remember what it was, but afterwards, I ruminated about how stupid and worthless and good for nothing I am, how everything goes wrong, how I was going to wind up alone, how I shouldn't do this and shouldn't do that, and I basically kept beating me over the head about it. To be clear, I did all of this alongside living a normal day. I did chores, I went out in central London, I came home and pottered around my flat. The thing is, it took the best part of 12 hours for me to even realize not just what I was doing, so the self-criticism and the self-flagellation, but how toxic it was. I suddenly heard myself, and it shocked me that I could spend an entire day trashing me and that it would take me that long to notice. I would never speak to or about someone else in this way. Hell, I wouldn't go on at them for an entire day, and yet I've held on to upsets for weeks, months, and even years. Is this how I see myself? Is this how I treat me? I wondered. It was. Wow. I do this every day. This is how I live my life. It was sobering. Noticing this inner chatter stopped me in my tracks, and I consciously chose to shift that inner conversation from that day onwards. It's no exaggeration to say that that day changed my life. Each and every one of us has critical inner chatter, our inner critic, that can sound obviously critical and mean, but can also sound authoritative, fretful, or like it's trying to present all the possible things that could go wrong or that are wrong with us so that we don't get hurt. It thinks it's trying to be helpful. While it can be super loud at times, it also plays in the background like a radio or elevator music. We often make the mistake of doing two things. Thinking that our inner critic is our inner voice, so as if it's our voice or actual opinion of ourselves or our intuition, and assuming that our critic's messages and feedback are unequivocally true. In reality, your inner critic is like a recording of every criticism you've ever received from others, as well as yourself, with particular emphasis on anything you heard or said more than a couple of times or that you took to heart. Depending on your experiences growing up and your existing habits, your inner critic might be pushy, perfectionistic, guilty, shaming, a spoiler, rigid and conforming, limiting, or a chopper that chips and chops at your confidence in subtle and not so subtle ways. While you are undoubtedly consciously self-critical of you at times, the inner critic pipes up and increases in volume when you are afraid, stepping out of your comfort zone, or yes, crossing your boundaries and not being true to yourself. The inner critic is a thought habit, a reasoning habit, we'll call it. In situations where you are used to being self-critical or criticized by others, yep, your body remembers. Your subconscious pulls the file, throws out that old recorded thought, and then you pile on in there with your own conscious additions. The thing about us humans is that thoughts precede feelings. This means that if we're not conscious of these thoughts and questioning and discarding them, they affect how we feel. This means that if we're not conscious of these critical thoughts and questioning and discarding irrelevant and painful content, they affect how we feel. And how we feel affects our subsequent thoughts, feelings, behavior, and choices. The more we do things based on pattern as opposed to being who we really are, the more out of tune we are with the thoughts that we're feeding us. We'll respond automatically without consideration of their relevance or harm. We lose ourselves. 95% of the thoughts you have today are the same as the ones you had yesterday, last week, last month, and possibly even last year. If you've criticized or halted you in your tracks every time you contemplate trying something new, or you go through a difficult experience, or you attempt to evolve out of old habits and patterns, those critical messages will show up each time you do any of those things, because it's what your body thinks it's supposed to do. It's habit. Your mind doesn't differentiate between harmful and helpful habits. It treats all of them as significant and needed, hence why it can feel hard to break free of self-destructive habits. That part of our mind clings to them by trying to scare the bejesus out of us and keep us in our comfort zone. This defense mechanism is trying to help, but it can derail your confidence and sense of self if you make it the boss of you. Even having more awareness of this means that you can stop making the mistake of assuming that because breaking a habit is hard, or that the thoughts keep popping up, that it must mean that it's true, or that you don't want to or can't evolve. You can. Repeat each of the following mantras after me. When you get to one where you feel something, maybe you feel a little bit uncomfortable, or it just feels as if your body has a slight change, or you think something critical or dismissive in response, pick that one. Not sure which one to go with? That's fine. Just pick one. Go with that. Okay, here we go. I approve of myself. I accept myself. I know, like, and trust myself. I trust myself. I am free to be who I am and do what I want. I love who I am. I forgive myself. I forgive me, I love me, and I'm sorry. I matter. Now, I want you to say your mantra as many times as possible each day for a few weeks. Repeat it while you're having a shower or on a walk or making a cup of tea. Try repeating it when you go to brood or worry about something. Yes, it's possible that on some days you might end up saying it a few hundred times. While that sounds like a lot, it adds up to several minutes of your day. This exercise is guaranteed to pull files in your subconscious that don't agree with the mantra. So next thing you hear, for example, opinions, judgments, old messaging like, how can I trust myself when I totally misjudged your ex that you thought was the one? Or, you'll never amount to anything. I can't accept myself when I look like this. Well, that's laughable, saying that I'm free to do what I want. Not in my bloody family, I'm not. Just observe. Don't jump all over them. Don't do that thing where you give it weight and significance. Just observe and notice these old files, old recordings as they emerge. Then say, that's not mine, that's theirs, and I'm sending it right back. And then continue repeating your mantra. Not everything that you're carrying belongs to you or is relevant or accurate. Some of it is outdated, outrageous, obsolete, and basically not in alignment with who you are, where you're headed, and how you want to feel and continue feeling. Noticing that some of the things you've treated as the gospel truth or as a source of shame and stuckness are just reasoning habits designed to keep you safe is a game changer. The thoughts that you feed you and the way that you treat you matters. Catch your self-criticism. Acknowledge your inner critic for what it is, a part of you that only criticizes as a means of protecting you from what it has on file as a predicted bigger future pain, as well as keeping you in patterns that block receiving and giving love, care, trust, and respect. Hot tip. Your inner critic does one thing only. Criticize. This means that when it's activated, no matter what you do, and even if you obey it, it will criticize. It, for example, tells you that you're pathetic and that you will wind up alone because you're not going out. And then you go out and it tells you that you're desperate. Your inner critic switches sides and is unpleasable. This makes it so much easier to recognize that it's fear masquerading as help, support, authority, or even love. And then you can say, thank you, but that's not mine. That's yours, and I'm sending it right back.